Hey, welcome back. It is the special edition of the Pat Miller Program. Very glad that you guys are with us. I'm sitting next to Todd Young. Isn't it weird for me to say that you're the senior senator from the state of Indiana? Shouldn't that be like an older guy? Or
you know, it feels great. It feels great. I'm privileged to represent the people of Indiana, great conservative state, and we're going to take this country back. So pleased to play my leadership role and be here with my good friend Rick Scott, who's blessed us with his presence this evening.
Yeah, terrific. Guy. Let's get him up here. So, Rick Scott, Senator from the state of Florida, sir.
Yep. It's great to be in your beautiful state. We have great weather here.
A little less humidity
than Florida. Even
oh, yeah. Now, rain Florida, today. I love Florida, but when I'm down there, I always feel like I'm walking around underwater. You know, there's just enough humidity.
You know, come in the winter, it's a little bit better.
Yeah. When you're
August,
short,
September, it's not too good.
When you're a short, fat, ugly guy. I remember one time I went down, I performed a wedding on a beach on the Gulf side in Florida in October.
Yeah.
And I finished the wedding, and I was sweating like a pig.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just unbelievable. Welcome to Indiana. Nice to have you here.
It's great to be here. I'm up here with my good friend, Senator Todd Young, and I'm here to make sure everybody gets out and make sure he has a big election.
Yeah, and we need to do that. I told Steve Shine when he told me you were the one coming. I thought that's rather poignant and pertinent, and I'll tell you why. Florida is a state that has their act together. Indiana has their act together,
yep.
Fiscally and responsibly and in the things that we want to stand for. Isn't it great? You guys are like us. You have a governor you don't have to run around and apologize for. And, you were governor for two terms.
Yep. No, I love being governor. We were able to cut taxes and fees 100 times. We added 1.7 million jobs. I got to compete against Mike Pence when he was the governor. We were always out trying to beat everybody else in the country for jobs. He became a good friend. But, yeah, we have a great education system. I feel good about when I left, we were 47-year low on our crime rate. So that's what people care about. They care about they want a job. They want their kids to get a good education. And they want to live in a safe area. You can in Florida, and I know you can in Indiana.
You can. Look, if there's one thing about it's just like down at your place. We love our families.
Yeah.
So I need a government that helps me take care of my family so I can go home and look at my wife. I can pick up the phone and call my daughters and say, everything's good. We're going to be fine. There's a lot of places around the world, obviously, but there are some places in Indiana where that's not always the case. Outside of our state.
Don't you feel sorry for people that have to live in those areas? I mean, I grew up, I was born in Illinois. We lived in public housing. And I was born to a single mom. And, at that time, she said, you might not have a dad. You might live in public housing, but you live in America, and anything is doable.
Yep.
And that's what we got. That's what Todd works on every day. That's what I work on every day, to make sure every kid in this country has the same opportunity we had growing up.
That sounds like some of the speeches that I got. My father left us when I was six because of his alcohol. We lost everything, and I'll never forget. We were down there in Indianapolis in a two-story apartment that you wouldn't even want to visit, let alone live in. It was my mom and her best friend growing up. Me and my brother and her two sons, and we all lived in this one place, and we barely had two slices of bread to rub together. And yet my mom would always say to me, you are so lucky to be where you are,
Yeah.
And then I was so young, I didn't know what she was talking about. But as things got older and better, it has panned out.
I have to say, all the stuff we're talking about is it's not even conservative. It's mainstream. Every
yes.
American ought to agree with this. Right now, this country craves leadership. It craves competence. That's all they want. It is people want to have power over their lives. They want to get the spending under control. They want us to control the borders. And then they want sort of government to get out of the way. We can discuss these other issues, conservative versus liberal and so forth later. But right now, we just got to get over a threshold of competence, and if there's anything that Washington Democrats have been lacking in recent months, it has been competence.
Yeah, and government, when it gets bigger, doesn't really appeal to my household anymore. In fact, I had a quote from Pope Paul the 23rd yesterday on our show when he said, the problem is when you have organizations that get large and they steal away the import from the lesser groups, not because they've earned it, but just because they can. That's federal government versus state. Shouldn't everybody, if they're going to raise their hand on the floor of the Senate and take an oath of office about the Constitution, shouldn't they at least read it once?
Yeah, absolutely. First off, I love my mom. I hate her telling me what to do. And that's my view of the federal government. Stop telling me what to do. I can figure figure this out. I mean, you get so sick and tired of what the Biden administration is doing and the people he's putting in power that they want to tell us all how to lead our lives. The latest is you saw in their bill they want to look at your bank account if you have $600 in it,
and they want
to watch every transaction. $600 transaction. They want IRS is going to do it. And by the way, you think the IRS is going to keep it confidential? Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised that a lot of them at the IRS can count to 600. I mean, if you just want to be honest about it. Let me ask you about one other thing, because you were talking about the fact that, and I saw this in Fox Business, that the vaccine mandate of the president was actually going to be reflected in pushing workers out of the workforce. We just yesterday had the worst jobs record in forever drop, and it's got to go back to that.
So think about it. We have 11 million job openings, and in the month of September, we only added 195,000 jobs. So what the Democrats' plan is to pay people not to work. It's working.
Yeah.
It's working really well. Give people able-bodied adults, give them free health care, free food, free housing, and they don't work. Shocking. Then you have a guy that has an incompetent mayor running the Secretary of Transportation. We have supply problems. Look at the latest. Look at the last thing he's going to do right now. This vaccine mandate, he's bragging that he's getting people fired. This is a president that's supposed to get people a job.
Yeah. Yeah, when he sits there and he says, oh, I realize that they lost 60,000 jobs over there, but by percentage, we have a higher number of people vaccinated now. I just started slamming my head against my car window, and I'm like, do you hear yourself? I mean, where do you get thinking like that? Well, obviously, it comes from the Northeast. It doesn't come from Florida. Certainly doesn't come from Indiana.
Pat, we have a workforce shortage in our hospitals in the middle of this ongoing pandemic. We have a workforce shortage in our long-term care facilities, so our senior citizens. We know that people aren't going to be going to work if they're not comfortable getting the vaccine. So the last thing we need to be doing, I mean, we're shooting ourselves in the foot if we implement this sort of top-down mandate. This has always been left to the states. This is a well-led state, like the state of Florida. And, you know, Washington here again needs to show some deference to state leaders. And then Hoosier common sense and American common sense will prevail.
Yeah. Your thoughts on going forward. Let's talk a little bit. You're both in the Senate. And I think the Senate, not that one body is better than the other, but the Senate, there are so many checks and balances on the judiciary, on impeachments. I mean, there's so many things, and you guys are, and I hate to throw this on you, you're supposed to be the more deliberative, higher-browed body. And then the House, when I look at everybody I talk to out of D.C., they're honest. They say, I genuinely think, unless we stub our toe big time, this is a Republican year, and that we will take back control of both houses.
Yeah.
And you know, and I've got everybody wanting to go back and refight the last election. It's too late. I'm sorry. It's too late. We can't undo all that. This is the best thing.
This is going to be a wave election. All right. 22 is going to be a complete rejection of the Biden agenda. You know, Hispanics are voting with us. Suburban voters are coming back. They're voting with us because we're better for families. Faith, family, and freedom. That's what Republicans stand for. So we're going to have a great election. We got great people running all across the country. I don't think anybody better than Todd Young right here in Indiana. But we got great people running. We're raising our money. We just got to make sure people get out and volunteer, run for office. If you want to, run for the school board. We need school board members.
Yeah.
Run for mayor. Run for all these positions so we have great candidates all across our state.
That sounds like what we talked about yesterday, folks. I said, stop screaming and yelling about CRT in your schools if you never took time to show up for a public meeting for your schools or you never ran for school board. Okay, don't show up just when everything blows apart. If you show up earlier, maybe things won't blow apart as often. Serving from Florida, when you go home, do you not see, because in Indiana, I don't sense a lot of things moving a whole lot because we had the engine going well, okay, before President Biden came in. He can mess us up pretty badly. But again, Indiana and Florida, we have a lot of things similar. Florida's going to hang on, right? I mean, your governor is a great governor.
Yeah, first off, Florida's doing well. But we've got the headwinds of the Obama administration. I mean, look at they made it very difficult for our cruise industry to come back. Big issue in Florida. We're still not seeing international travelers because of, I mean, look at what this president does. We have an open southern border and closed northern border.
Yeah.
Now, how does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So, and that impacts a lot of people coming to Florida. We're a tourism state. It's hurting us a lot.
Yeah. Just go back to the Senate and just say, hey, guys, let's do this. Why don't we at least adopt the southern border mantra of Mexico because they're better at theirs than we are at ours. You know, it makes no sense. We talked about all those jobs we lost yesterday. We have more people a month come across the border than the jobs that were lost.
Absolutely. It's over 200,000 people coming illegally across the border.
Yep.
And he mandates that companies require their employees get mandated or vaccinated, but not the people that come across the border.
Yeah. No, that's exactly correct. To both of you, thank you so very much. Todd, thank you for being here.
Pat, always great to be with you, and yeah. So great to have Rick Scott visiting the Hoosier State this evening.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time together at the dinner here in a little bit. Remember, guys, I need you to sign a document tonight of what I did not eat, whether I ate it or not.
That's okay? Great.
Senator, thank you so very much.
It's great to be with you, Pat.
Great to have you
it's
here.
It's a great state.
Yeah. And,
be well,
Senator
Pat.
Young, be
all
good.
Right. Keep
nice
up the fight.
You both.
We will.
And we're going to be back with more straight ahead. This is Pat Miller on WoWo 1190 AM 107.5 FM.
Podcasts by Federated Media.